Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. Today we'll be talking with Alan Lloyd, who is, of course, a Platinum Looper and the author of Great Loop Navigation Notes, and he'll be filling us in on one of the major route choices, really, that happens on the Great Loop route, and that, of course, happens in the state of New York. So we'll discuss that in a moment. But before we do that, I do want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And with the business at hand out of the way, I would like to introduce Alan Lloyd. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Alan, you spoke on several of these topics at the Rendezvous just a few weeks ago, so I thought you would be an ideal guest for us because the current class of loopers is kind of working their way north and starting to get to New York and beyond. So, of course, around Albany, I guess it is, they have to make one of the major route choices in the area. So tell us just kind of at the 30,000-foot level, what are those three different routes you can choose?
Yeah, that's right. The loopers will be leaving New York City, and they'll be going north on the Hudson River to the Albany Capital District area. And at Albany, they will have a choice of basically two routes. They can continue going north up the Hudson River on the Champlain route. Now, what I call the Champlain route actually includes the Champlain Canal and Lake Champlain. So that'd be one of the major choices, to go on the Champlain route. A second choice would be to make a left turn on go west on the Erie Canal. Now, on this route, you'd go along the Erie Canal, and then approximately halfway along the Erie Canal, you'd leave the canal heading north and go across Lake Ontario to Canada. So that's the second choice. Now, you mentioned there's three choices. The third choice is actually a choice within a choice, because on the second choice along the Erie Canal, instead of actually leaving the canal halfway along and going to Canada, you could continue along the Erie Canal, and you could continue all the way to the end of the canal. The last town on the Erie Canal would be Tonawanda, and you can continue on the Erie Canal all the way to Tonawanda. Tonawanda is actually very close to Buffalo, and it's also close to the Niagara Falls. So those would be the three main choices that you'd think about when you reach the Albany area.
Okay, so let's dive into those a little bit more deeply. Describe, let's start with the Champlain route that you mentioned. If we do decide to go straight there at Albany and continue up and head for Canada from that direction, give us a little bit more details about the waterways and what other highlights we'll be seeing if we choose that direction.
Okay. If you continue up the Champlain route, and this is actually my favorite, so I'm glad you asked me this one first. The reason for going up the Champlain route is to get to Montreal first, and then the Rideau Canal. The Rideau Canal is a beautiful chain of lakes, rivers, and canals, and this is my favorite. I recommend people take this choice. So as we go up the Champlain route, first we go through the Champlain Canal, which brings us into the Lake Champlain. Lake Champlain would be the first highlight. It's a beautiful lake. I'm sure people are familiar with Lake Champlain, freshwater lake surrounded by high mountains and cliffs. And it's a beautiful lake for cruising, especially for sailboats. Lots of sailboats on Lake Champlain. And after Lake Champlain, we'll cross immediately into the Canadian province of Quebec. And we'll visit some of the delightful French-Canadian towns in Quebec. Continuing on the route north, we've now come to Montreal. And this would be a major highlight of this trip, would be staying at Montreal. A vibrant, cosmopolitan, French-Canadian city. Lots of things to do and see in Montreal. Maybe spend up to a week in Montreal and still not see everything. The central gathering place in Montreal is Jacques Cartier Place. It's just across the street from the marina. So it doesn't get any more convenient than this. The marina in Montreal, just across the street from the Jacques Cartier Place.
Okay.
Now, from Montreal, the route continues, and we go to the Rideau Canal. Now, the Rideau Canal would be really the big highlight of this route. The Rideau Canal was built in 1832, and it's been preserved as a World Heritage Site. So it's not to be missed. The Rideau Canal ends in Kingston, Ontario, and that's where you'd rejoin the Great Loop.
Okay.
So that's my description of the Champlain route. Champlain route goes to Montreal and the Rideau Canal.
That's a great description. That's also the route that takes you through Ottawa as well, isn't it?
It is going through Ottawa as well, yes. But I already had three highlights. I didn't want to add a fourth. But there's so many highlights on this trip. Yeah, Ottawa, the capital city of Canada. And as you can imagine, there's plenty of things to do in Ottawa. You can visit the Parliament building and the museums. And it's easy spend up to a week there in Ottawa. One nice thing about Ottawa is marching bands seem to be parading around the streets and the traditional uniforms of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So that would be another highlight of this trip. Mm. I can't emphasize strongly enough that this is my favorite route.
So I know there are some airdraft restrictions, and you mentioned sailboats on Lake Champlain, and sailboats can do this route, but they do need to step the mast. Regardless of which of these choices we're discussing you take, sailboats will have to unstep the mast in this area because there are some bridge clearances. So what is the clearance, the lowest bridge that we have to clear if we take the Champlain route?
Yes, now that's the problem with this Champlain route. There are two problems with this route, to be fair. The first one, it adds more time to the Great Loop cruise. It has at least 5 or 6 weeks longer than the regular Great Loop route, and some people might not want to spare that time. And some people can take a whole season exploring this route, but the minimum would be at least 5 or 6 weeks extra to do this route. The other another restriction, as you mentioned, on the Champlain Canal, the lowest bridge is only 17 feet. So your boat has to get down to 17 feet to get under this bridge on the Champlain Canal. That could be another problem.
Okay. And this is putting you on the spot a little bit, Alan, but if you had to guess how many, what percentage of looper boats can actually clear that, or what percentage do this Champlain route versus the other directions?
Oh, if I just have to make a guess, I'd say about 25% of the boats would go on this route.
Okay.
That's my
good to know.
Guess. Yeah, an estimate. Yes, it's quite a popular route. Mm-hmm. And I have an answer to the time question.
Okay.
A lot of people will leave their boat in this area, somewhere in this area, over the winter. And then they pick the boat up again the following spring. And this gives them more time to explore this area. They can, after they've done the Rideau Canal, they can continue on the loop. Or some people spend the whole season just exploring this area. There's so much to do in this area, the Rideau Canal, Lake Champlain, Montreal. There's so much to do. So
right.
What the way I do it, I leave my boat at Brewerton on the Erie Canal, and this and pick it up again the following season to do the Champlain route.
Okay, that's great advice, and it sounds like there's lots of really wonderful sites and things to do along that route, so we certainly want to make sure people leave themselves enough time to do it justice if they're heading in that direction.
Exactly.
Let's jump over to the alternate choice, which is, of course, the Erie Canal. Kind of walk us through that, if you would.
Okay, the Erie Canal route, this is a traditional Great Loop route, the main one that most people take. And you might think that the Erie Canal is boring. It sounds boring, doesn't it? But it's not boring, because actually Erie Canal utilizes the Mohawk River for the most part. And the Mohawk River is a beautiful tree-lined river, weeping willow trees, and it winds through the Mohawk Valley. So it's a very scenic route for the most part. Also on the Erie Canal, you go through a lake. There's a lake that's 20 miles long, and this lake can be exciting in a high wind. So the Erie Canal is an interesting route.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as I said before, about halfway along the Erie Canal, we'll leave the Erie Canal going north, and that will take us to Lake Ontario. Then you can go across Lake Ontario to Kingston, Ontario in Canada. But what most people do, before going to Kingston, they make a detour, and they go to the Thousand Islands region of New York and Canada, on the St. Lawrence River. And you can spend time in the Thousand Islands region. There's an antique boat museum that's very worthwhile visiting. And there's actually a castle. One of the islands has a castle on it, which is now owned by New York State. And you can dock your boat there and visit the castle on the island. It's called Boat Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Finally end up at Kingston, Ontario. So the highlight on that trip would be the Thousand Islands area, I would think, for the beautiful scenery. But I'm calling it a highlight. At the start of the Erie Canal, there are five locks in close succession. Each lock raises the boat up 34 feet for a total of 170 feet. So I think this flight of locks is an engineering marvel, taking the boats up from the Hudson River up to the Mohawk River level, taking the boats over a mountain. I think that's quite an engineering marvel, quite an achievement, and that's exciting for me to see this.
That is an impressive set of locks there. So the other highlight you mentioned, of course, is the Thousand Islands region. If you do the Lake Champlain route, can you still kind of make that detour into the Thousand Islands if you want to see that as well?
Well, the Rideau Canal route ends at Kingston, and most people then would continue on the Great Loop from Kingston. But
okay.
It is possible from Kingston to make a detour and go backwards into the Thousand Islands. It's really close to Kingston. So it's not really that far out of the way to go to backtrack a little ways. It's just one day and you're backtracked into the Thousand Islands region. So you could do it by making a detour back.
Okay. let's talk about clearances on Lake Erie, the Lake Erie to Lake Ontario. I'm sorry, the Erie Canal to Lake Ontario route. What do you know? What the air clearances are there?
On the Lake Erie, the bridge clearance would be 20 and a half feet.
Okay.
20.5 feet. So this better than going on the 17 feet on the Champlain Canal. 20.5 on the Erie Canal.
Okay, you know, and since you have to clear the bridge outside of Chicago, that's a little over 19, of course, you're going to be fine going this Erie Canal to Lake Ontario route.
The bridge in Chicago is actually 20 feet, so it's about the same on Chicago as it is on the Erie Canal. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Good to know.
You didn't ask me about the Western Erie Canal.
Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Should I go ahead and talk about that? Okay.
Please do, yeah.
From the Erie Canal, instead of leaving the canal halfway along the canal, you can continue on the Western Erie Canal all the way to the end. And we mentioned this is one of our choices. And the Western Erie Canal is very different from the rest of the Erie Canal. And one difference is the bridge clearance on the Western Erie Canal. The bridge clearance is only 15.5 feet. So that's going to prevent lots of people from going that way. But if you can get under the 15.5 bridges, it's also an interesting ride. There are lots of towns and villages all the way along the Erie Canal here. And there's nice places to visit and explore. Most of them have a town wall where you can tie up, usually for free. And they often have electricity and water. So you can just choose which little towns and villages you want to visit. And go along the Erie Canal all the way to Tonawanda. There are two particularly nice tourist areas along this route. One would be at Fairport. Fairport is a very popular port for tourists. Lots of restaurants and shops to visit. And then at the very end, Tonawanda would be a good place to visit also. Yeah, you can probably get land transportation to Niagara Falls there if you haven't seen Niagara Falls. And they have a very nice carousel museum in Tonawanda. Most of the wooden carved animals on the carousels in this country were actually made in Tonawanda. So there's a very nice carousel museum in Tonawanda. So the Western Erie Canal is also interesting.
And that Western Erie Canal would put you, of course, into Lake Erie. So what do you do from there to join back up with the rest of the Great Loop route?
Well, one thing you could do, you could backtrack after Tonawanda. You could turn around and go all the way back to the halfway point and then continue the regular route.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep going on this route, you'd visit Cleveland and Detroit. And I think this Western Erie Canal is more useful for people who live or want to visit Cleveland or Detroit or that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It would be an alternative Great Loop route to Lake Erie and Lake Huron, but you would miss out the Trent Severn Canal in Canada if you take this route. And I don't recommend missing the Trent Severn either. So, unless you live in Cleveland or Detroit, I would go on the Trent Severn route.
Okay. Let's take a brief break right here so I can play a message from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute.
Curtis Stokes & Associates is a yacht brokerage company that specializes in Great Loop capable boats. Curtis Stokes is a supporter of AGLCA at the Admiral level. If you're looking to buy or sell a Great Loop veteran from a trusted and knowledgeable broker, visit the company on the web at curtisstokes.net, email curtisstokes@curtisstokes.net, or call 954-684-0218.
We're back on Great Loop Radio talking with Alan Lloyd, who is the author of Great Loop Navigation Notes. Today we're talking about the route choices you have when you get to the Albany, New York area. And this is really one of the major places that you get to pick between a variety of different directions as you're on the Great Loop. So we're covering a pretty vast area in a very small amount of time, but our objective is really just to help give you some information that will enable you to make a choice on which way you want to go when you hit this area. So we've talked, Alan has, you've given us kind of an overview of each of the choices. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other factors that, besides your clearance, that may have a determining factor on which way you decide to go. Does Mother Nature ever play a role in that decision-making process, if there's locks that are flooded or anything in, of that nature?
Oh, very, very, very often Mother Nature takes control of our schedule. On the Erie Canal, it seems like every spring they have the spring floods and they close the Erie Canal for a while. So mm-hmm. you can almost plan for spring floods on the Erie Canal. And then just one year we were going to the Lake Champlain, and Lake Champlain was flooded. And we were hoping that the floods would clear by the time we got closer, but it's obvious it wasn't going to clear in time, so we had to make a change from the, and we couldn't do the Lake Champlain route, we had to do the Erie Canal route. So mm-hmm. Mother Nature does play a big part, but it's unpredictable. You can't decide ahead of time which route to take based on Mother Nature. You just have to wait and see.
Right, right. Well, and it is nice that you have other options if Mother Nature is not being kind to one of the routes. You have the choice to take another. And I remember a couple of years ago when the flooding on the Erie Canal was pretty substantial, we did have some loopers who managed to figure out if they could clear the 17 feet required for Lake Champlain route and turned around and did that. So it is nice that you do have other choices if one of them is not passable at a given time. Let's talk a little bit about specific interests people might have. So, for example, for boats who like to anchor frequently, is there one route over another that you would suggest for those who want to anchor out a lot?
These routes in this area are most about cruising and visiting the towns and villages along the way. Mm-hmm. It's not really an anchoring destination. But having said that, Lake Champlain has got a multitude of interesting anchorages. So Lake Champlain would be an obvious choice for somebody who wants to anchor. In fact, in Lake Champlain is a state park, Vermont State Park, then the Valcour Island, and the whole island is a state park, and that's a good place to anchor. The Rideau Canal has a couple of spots where people could anchor also, but on the Rideau Canal mostly it's tying up to lock walls. It's got every lock on the Rideau Canal, I believe every lock has a place where you can stay overnight. And you'd mostly be staying at lot walls on the Erie Canal, on the Rideau mm-hmm. Canal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and if for loopers whose favorite thing is seeing lots of scenic places and lots of wildlife, is there one route you'd recommend over another?
Well, I'm always going to recommend the Rideau Canal for scenery and wildlife. I really recommend this Champlain route and the Rideau Canal. I'm repeating myself on that. On this.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just one of my all-time favorites, and I'm mm-hmm. I'm gung-ho on this route. I could mention that if you cannot fit under the 17-feet bridge, if that's an obstruction for you, there's an alternate way to get to Montreal. You can go along the Erie Canal to this halfway point, and then from there you can take the St. Lawrence River, and it would be downstream to Montreal. So you can still see Montreal by mm-hmm. going this route, the Erie Canal, across Lake Ontario, then down the St. Lawrence River to Montreal. Now, after you've seen Montreal for a week, now you can go to Ottawa and the Rideau Canal. So that's another way of getting to see these highlights without having to go under the 17-foot bridge on the Champlain Canal.
You're right. That is another great option that I really hadn't considered. So there's a fourth choice for you.
Fourth choice.
Yes. Any other specific events that happen in the summer in these areas that you would suggest are not to be missed?
Well, they have Canada Day is mm-hmm. July the 1st. It's their Independence Day, and there's going to be all kinds of parades and festivals on Canada Day. Of course, there's going to be crowded on that day, so you need to make plans, get there early, or make reservations. Montreal has a big parade on Canada Day, and I'm just amazed at the diversity of the population in Montreal. It seems like every country in the world seems to be represented in living in Montreal, and all the towns have some event on Canada Day.
Okay. I think we're going to have to hold it there for today. But, Alan, thank you for sharing all of that information. I think this is one of the areas where, because there are so many choices, I think it inspires a lot of people to go around a second time once they finish the loop because there's something that they missed, particularly in this area. So I appreciate you helping everyone who's listening try to determine which way makes sense for them and then perhaps swayed more people towards the Lake Champlain route. But thank you. You're always extremely knowledgeable, and I appreciate you sharing that with us today.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's been my pleasure. I enjoy reliving these experiences.
Well, we'll have to have you back to cover another area soon.
Okay. Thank
All
you,
right.
Kim.
Thank Bye. You, Alan. And thank you to everyone who has listened. We'll be back again next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.
Looking for a better way to find your favorite movies and shows? The X1 voice remote lets you find your favorites with your voice. Take the Xfinity X1 challenge and see how your service stacks up to Xfinity at Xfinity.com/challenge. Or get started today with a great offer on Xfinity from Comcast. You'll get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. Visit Xfinity.com/challenge today to take the X1 challenge or learn more about Xfinity's great offers when you call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply.